So the idea of the ombudsman would be a way for students with Title IX issues, if they're not getting addressed at their university, to have an external space that would protect them from intimidation or retaliation, and it would not be specific to just MSU. While this current issue occurred at MSU, the issues around sexual assault occur on campuses everywhere. And we really want to stress the concept of prevention, protection, and accountability. And so the ombudsman would fall under the umbrella of protection.
Who would oversee the position and how would they be vetted?
Those are some of the pieces that we are working on to make sure that it is a very sound part of the protection umbrella. This isn't something that you can really rush through. It needs to be done well, and it needs to be done in a way that provides the victims and the survivors with as much of a resource that that helps protect them.
If this person had been in place, do you think that might have changed possibly some of the issues we saw here at MSU? Is it
I think it's very possible it would have been another area where victims could have gone. I think we have a big issue with failing to listen to victims when they inform someone that they have been victimized. And it might have added another layer that could have provided them with protection and with relief a lot sooner. It might have prevented additional victims from being victimized over the course of time.
your bill for this ombudsman, where does it stand in the Michigan State House, and where do you, what's kind of the future path for it right now?
Well, we are working on making sure that the language is good and strong, and working with our colleagues both in the House and in the Senate and on both sides of the aisle, so that when it comes to addressing sexual assault and harassment, that there is a strong set of policies that can be presented and hopefully acted on.
State Representative Erica Geis from Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Reginald.